Withdrawal from Afghanistan is now more than 90% complete, according to U.S. military, with troops departing Bagram Airfield last week. Afghans saying the U.S. left overnight without warning. The Pentagon today denying that, saying they were alerted, but the exact hour was not given for security reasons.
So it wasn't done, you know, in some sort of shroud of secrecy. It's not a statement about whether we trust or don't trust our Afghan partners.
The U.S. is getting out weeks ahead of President Biden's deadline of September 11th.
We went to Afghanistan because of a horrific attack that happened 20 years ago. That cannot explain why we should remain there.
Leaving behind civilian cars, reportedly without keys, as well as energy drinks, food, small weapons, even musical instruments. With some Kabul markets now selling items left behind by American forces. And as the U.S. draws down troops, the Taliban is rapidly gaining ground. Now controlling nearly half of the districts in Afghanistan, getting closer to the capital of Kabul. As the Taliban advances, nearly 1,000 Afghan soldiers have been fleeing to neighboring country, Tajikistan. Today, Afghan officials are insisting those troops are returning.
There are people coming out ready to recruit, ready to join the forces to defend their country throughout.
Today, the president's spokeswoman tried to reassure the Afghan government that the U.S. won't completely abandon the capital.
We intend to have a presence on the ground in our embassy there in Kabul. We will also continue to be partners to the Afghan government. That includes security assistance, that includes humanitarian assistance.
And some U.S. troops are expected to remain in Afghanistan after the withdrawal to do things like secure the Kabul airport, to help secure the U.S. embassy, and to help aid in any counterterrorism operations as needed. Marnie?